الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، the last time we began discussing from this kitab, it's called أصول الوصول, the principles of how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كتاب مولانا عبد الغني بوري رحمة الله عليه was the Sheikh of our Dada Sheikh. Our Sheikh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, the barakatuhu. Then Hazrat Hakim, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Abdul Ghani Purpuri, rahmatullah alayh. So they wrote this kitab, the treatise, and how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially, more focus on this tariqah, this way of tazkiyah and tasawuf. So we had discussed before different etiquettes, necessities of having a sheikh, and chapter 3, the rights of the sheikh. Remember, these all are guidelines. These are guidelines how to take maximum benefit from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we don't know how to, then we can't take benefit. We'll just sit. We don't really know what's happening. And bad example, person goes for a cricket match, doesn't know what's wickets, what's Aussie Empire, doesn't know what's a six, doesn't know what's a four. So he goes and sits there. If we're celebrating, the person got a good catch and he's cheering now, but he's actually for the other team. What a catch the fellow got. But your man is out. Your man is out, but he said, what a catch. So he doesn't really know what's happening there, but he's just enjoying what's happening. But to take maximum benefit, then if he really knows what's about, how many overs, how many days, what test match or whatever it may be, who is the opening spin bowler and the closing bowler, then he says, oh, this is maja. Now, then if he knows that this is the last, last over, the last over, how many more runs they need to win, then he can feel the thrill in the stadium also. He doesn't know, now he's just now sitting there, he says, everything was just nice, enjoyed it. Who won, who lost, immaterial. But I just had a good time. But if his team had won, then it's a different occasion of celebration altogether. In the same way, when it comes to taking benefit from the mashayikh, so that they want these things to be done for them, it's for our benefit. It's for, they are doing their work, they are carrying on. They are carrying on. So they are carrying on with their work. So in the same way, like a person has a freezer or a fridge also. Now he really doesn't know how to operate it. He says, I got a very nice fridge. But how to pack it, where to pack it, different temperatures, etc. As a water dispenser, but I just got a nice fridge. Nice program. But I didn't want to take maximum benefit. So too with the car, the same thing. So many features in there, but I just bought a nice car. But there's so many things you can take benefit from. But he's enjoying the ride. So in the same way, a person will go for a program, the mashayikh are there, they are carrying on their work, they're having program, etc. Is how much benefit I'm going to take. It's how much etiquette, and Haji Farooq Sahib Rahimullah used to say, الدين كله أدب. Deen completely is based upon respect and etiquette. How much respect I have, how much etiquette I have in my life, I will take benefit accordingly. So all these are there. Some people might listen to this rights of the sheikh or the etiquette of a sheikh. Now this is very extreme. Who's the sheikh one? Somebody you must worship, you've got to follow him in this way. Don't do this, don't do that. So that the mashayikh wanted, it's my own benefit. And together with that, one ajib thing is, which we understood now after, and we still many things, we still jahil, we still learning really. We all learner drivers, myself also, really don't know what we're doing, we're still learning. Then you understand the benefit of having a sheikh. Somebody, and in our lives, who's a sheikh? Somebody I love for the sake of Allah. Nothing else. I just love this person for the sake of Allah. Allah Ta'ala put his muhabbat in my heart, I love him for the sake of Allah. How many virtues to love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I love this person for the sake of Allah. So when you learn to love someone only for the sake of Allah, usually in this world, we have muhabbat for different people for different reasons. Wife, because I married. Children, because they're mine. Parents, because they're my parents. Colleagues, friends, we go out together, coffee, pedal. So we are friends now. So I have associates. But this person, I really didn't have any work with him, but I just like him. For the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when that muhabbat comes, how do I carry myself out? With the wife also, the muhabbat of the wife comes in the heart, I can't treat it like how I treat my friend. Like you whistle for your friend. They make it sharp. You're moving now. You can't tell the whistle for the wife and say, make sharp, you move. Who are you talking to? The wife is different. The friend is different. But the muhabbat is there. So how do you benefit from the wife? Benefit from the friend? Different etiquette days. For the mother also, you can't whistle and tell her, or your father also. So the etiquettes are different. You take maximum benefit from each one. Comes parents also, we could learn etiquette of parents. Right? You find many a time some elderly people, they joke with children, play with them. And the child might think now, oh, I'm on that level of that adult. So now he wants to make fun of the adult also. Then he gets a shouting. Say, now he shouted at me, I thought he was playing with me. Hey, he was playing with you. Doesn't mean you can treat him in the same way. You got to keep respect. So he also too, when it comes to having a sheikh, somebody you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you realize is that you can see this person, his fada'il and his sifat and his qualities, praiseworthy qualities, and you love him for this. You love him for this. This is in fact a reflection of what was found in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but obviously to a highest level. Little bit now I found some reflection. This person, he has some of the sifat and qualities that attracts my heart. So I love him for that. Then, from there I will learn now how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I can see somebody, and I can relate to him, and I can love him. Now, he teaches me, and I learn, and I study, and I hear about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Already now my heart has learned how to love someone only for the sake of Allah. Now I love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then I can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person learns etiquette of somebody he can see with a deeny flavor. Alright, I love this person, he's my sheikh, or he's my imam, or he's my ustaz. Now I learn the etiquette of muhabbat, how to love him, how to sit by him, how to respect him. So I learned this. So how much easier it makes now for a person when he goes to Madina Munawwara, how to show the respect. I learned it back home already. Now I know. Now I understand. When I'm going to make salat and salam, what respect to show. Because I've already practiced. I've already have this consciousness compared to many a person. Now, just think, I'm going to walk, just walk past, make one salam and carry on. Really, what's to be done there? How to carry myself out? How to display that muhabbat? Now, if I didn't have a sheikh to show that deeni muhabbat, then how do I nurture it and engender that within my life? Now, I've got somebody where I can nurture that muhabbat for the sake of Allah, the thrill I feel. Now, imagine going before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How I feel. For example, for ourselves, when we go to Azadwal, just to pass our sheikh's house already gives a thrill. This is my sheikh's house. This is my markaz. This is where I learned everything from. And now imagine passing Madina Munawwara. When I come to the Roda, what excitement you understand, what excitement I felt there, just entering Azadwal. I'm entering Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah subhanallah. My sheikh told me about Madina Sharif. So much he told me about. One palm to Madina Munawwara is so beloved in everything else in the world. And now you pass Masjid al-Nabi, you can see the minarets, then you see the green dome, then you go into Babu Salam. So it's all practice right now for your domestic and your basic life. And then Age Chalke, you go on in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So these ethics and the rights of the sheikh is there not for the sake now of making somebody his slave or something, but it's how to teach us to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are extracted also. These are extracted from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. If you read Hayat al-Sahaba, the kitab we read after Isha, every Jumu'ah, after Isha, Shab Guzari program, Masjid al-Hiran, you will learn about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The level of respect there. Yes, that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Something was specific and exclusive for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he used to do it? For his wuzu water. Never to touch the ground. When he came to him doing cupping also, when he gave the Sahabi to throw the blood away, he drank it. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that person whose body is my blood, fire of Jahannam is haram for him. That is the level of his mu'abbar. Obviously, that you can't do for your sheikh now. Your blood is impure. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything was pure. But that just gives us a glimpse, really, of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what love they have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then there are things where we can emulate Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And certain things now, which was on a different level, because the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So these rites of mashayikh that we learn, as we mentioned, is to teach us. Together with that, is to make us also aware If this is the rights of my Sheikh, they remember in tartib and in sequence, the one that deserves the highest level of my respect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baytullah, we can't stretch our feet towards Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif. We can't even relieve ourselves, whether our front, interior, or posterior, changing, bathing, right? There's the house of, imagine the respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I say the haqq and the highest form of haya, that even in privacy when you're alone, there too you cover your satr. From Allah is watching me all the time. So to have that level of respect and love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's the highest level. Then in sequence, then will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter will be a person's parents. Then his ustaz. Then the sheikh. Now some people, they give more muhabbat, love, respect, etiquette to the sheikh than to the parents also, or to the ustaz also. But this is incorrect. But because the muhabbat is there, so by reading these rites and etiquettes of the sheikh, then I can at least become conscious. If there's so much for my sheikh, imagine for my parents, imagine for my ustaz, how much more I should have for them now. These are the basics just for the mashayikh, only for the ulama ikram. Now also in Medina Munawwara, then we went to meet one of the great ulama that were before in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Awama, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, who's in Turkey right now. And the person I went with also explained to me. He said the mashayikh of Syria, the ulama of Syria, mostly the elder ones, they regard meeting ulama as a special ibadat. It is an ibadat. When Ibrahim Diwala Sahib will always reiterate, commit to ulama ikram as an ibadat. Just to go and take the du'as only. Go and meet them. So they schedule the times like that also, the mashayikh. Then they send out messages. And from this and this time is mulaqat time. From 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, all are welcome. He'll sit there over there. He'll have some qahwa available, some khajur, everything. And the majlis will carry on. People will come in, make salam with them. How are you keeping? How's everyone? You know, sit 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They'll sit. Then they leave. And it continues for 2-3 hours like that. Just to come and sit in the environment, take the barakat and the du'as of the old mashayikh. So they regard these majalis specifically as an ibadat, just to come meet the mashayikh only. So this, they have it in them. They bring some hadiyah, or just come make salam, and convey somebody else's salam also. So they have a special times, just to go meet ulama ikram as a mustaqil and a ibadat on its own. So in this chapter, chapter 3, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri explains the rights of the Sheikh. So he explains number 1, coming to the presence of the Sheikh having made miswak and having worn clean clothes. So this is the best ability, miswak, we're always making. Person is looking also, is neat. And yet, this also, where does he come from? The hadith of Jibreel. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came into Masjid al-Nabawi, Sahaba Ikram was sitting over there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting also. So when he walked in, the Rawi, the narrator says, that la yura ali atharu safar, that we didn't find any effects of traveling upon him. We didn't recognize him also. So he had to be a traveler. If he was a traveler from Medina Munawwara, then his clothes should have been all messed, disheveled hair, dust. But he was, what do you say, tip-top. His hair was combed, shining, clothes were clean also, and he walked in. So now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked in to test Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In reality, it was a dars, a sabak, for sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he asked him a few questions. But the way he sat also, so he was absolutely neat, so to say, the ustaz and the students. So from here also, mashayikh say, when you come to madrasa, when you come for the majlis, smell good, look good, this is a pure, good majlis also, come fresh, so you can take maximum benefit. So coming to the presence of the mashayikh or the sheikh, having made miswak and having worn clean clothes. Number 2, approach him with respect. How you walked in also with utmost amount of respect, but this is a gathering of deen. 3, gaze at him with dignity, honor and esteem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will never look at anyone from the corner of the eye. Give them a full look, full muhabbat, full affection and attention. Number 4, listen with total attention to what he says. This also, whether is the sheikh or whether is a normal bayan. Now the norm has become bayan, I won't sit in front, sit in the back of my cell phone. In between tapping away, and bayan is on. Bayan. Now remember, maybe the person can't see, but Allah is looking. What are you doing here? The talks of Allah is taking place right now, and he's showing indifference, sitting on the phone. So most of the bayans now we go for, the cell phone is out. Or we're ducking behind the pillar, or we're sitting somewhere far away, or we've got the cell phone there, or we've got the ears plugged or something. So no complete attention given to the bayan. One is the sheikh, one is the speaker, but one is to give attention. Allah's talks are being given, delivered right now. How is that going to come in the heart if I'm not there completely? So listen with total attention to what he says. Number five, bear the advices in mind at all times. This is important for the muridin especially. The muridin are those murid, the one that intends to get the love of Allah. So when he comes with all ears is listening. All ears he keeps in mind. So it's important for those that have this irada of becoming real murids. They have the intention to get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's important for them to be for every program. Or if we didn't make it, to listen to it. So we didn't miss out any point, anything. Because there's always something in the majlis that's mentioned which I suppose to be knowing. I suppose to be knowing and making amal upon or keeping in mind or being aware of it. Number six, consider that which one does not understand to be due to one's own shortcomings. If I didn't understand it, with my own shortcomings, Ya Allah, you make me understand it. And sometimes a person will come to the Shaykh, Shaykh, I didn't understand the thing. There's a way to speak. Even in the madrasa also, when the Ustaz is explaining something, so you don't tell the Ustaz, I didn't understand it. So you say, Azhar, I didn't hear clearly, or go after the class. Quran, I'm after my kamzori, my weakness, I didn't understand this certain masla over here. Even if the student is truly better than the Ustaz, Ustaz didn't say the 100% correct thing. And the student knew it, and he knows what is the correct thing. There's an etiquette in the Darulums also, how to put it to the Ustaz as if now the way you will put it to the Ustaz that he picks it up, like he gave you the right answer. But you knew it. But what do you tell him, Hazrat? If you look at the masla in this way, could it mean this? Ah, that's correct. Correct, correct. So the way he put it, as if you understood it, now you just putting a stamp on his thing. Ah, what you're saying is the right thing. There's also only to look at it as 100%. So there's etiquette in the Darulums also. So even over here, when it comes to Mashaykh, we don't understand something, then we attribute it to our own. As the Talmi Rahman used to say also, many things I didn't understand. The things that I understood, I had my brain in departments. One department, whatever I understood. One department, what I didn't understand. And I left it there. Till I moved on with the Mashaykh, and began to understand and to maturity, spiritual maturity. And also with age, many things opened up, then I began to understand, these are big things now. My mind was still small, but I thought now I was sharp. But I didn't understand it really. This came with maturity. Like how is it, these young boys also, when they're going to talk big things, he says, Choti mu bari baat. Small mouth, but big talks. Tell him, you just keep quiet now. What they say, it's still green. Water falls behind the ears. So, You'll pick it up later, don't worry. But they said, you don't understand now. Give yourself some time, then you understand. I won't have to explain to you also. Spiritually, the same thing also. Do not quote a viewpoint of anyone in a position to him in his presence. Very importantly, even in a class, so same thing. So when he comes to Mashayikh also, but Hazrat, that one day says like this, that one says like that, then they said the etiquette. You don't go to your doctor and tell him also. That now I got a second opinion. Oh, I checked it up already. I don't think this. Somebody else is. He said, by then you better go there. You waste your money. I got more patients waiting. This is revenue over here now. Now over here, when it comes, yes, revenue of akhirat. Yes, we want you to understand correctly. So you don't quote an opposite viewpoint in the presence of one's sheikh. Then the eighth point is so too with your parents, father also. Yes, if something different now, where it's amicable to discussion, some business things, different. If someone speaks ill of the Shaykh, try to the utmost of one's ability to defend him. Doesn't mean get into a fight. Some misunderstanding, then you clear it. But you see the person is persistent, there's no need to. Then you walk away. Why create more difference or more hatred? Defend him, otherwise get up and walk away from such a gathering. Number nine, on reaching a gathering in which the Shaykh is present, greet all those present with salam, and thereafter, the Shaykh is not occupied in giving a talk or some other activity, to which one's salam will be a disturbance or a hindrance, greet him specifically. Meaning that there's no program taking place. And you walk in, and the Shaykh is speaking to somebody. Now you don't want to disturb him and stop him. Like how a bayan is taking place also when you enter, then you don't make salam loudly because there's an amal in place right now. So if it's an informal gathering, he's speaking to somebody, now you don't stand there and wait. I'm speaking to somebody. So you meet everybody. And when he's finished now, and also at the same time, we are taught, don't sit in such a position where you want to be noticed, so he must stop talking. So if it's an urgency, and you have that informality, then it's different. But if you've got time, then sit out of view. So when he finishes completely, he gives full attention. So what will happen now? You came, you excited to meet the Shaykh, now he's busy with somebody, he might just give you salam, salam alaikum. He didn't really give me face. Now you feel so down now. He didn't really greet me properly. But it wasn't the time right now. If you want a proper greeting, you would have waited till they give you full attention, ask you, how's everything, how's everyone, how are you feeling? Then, so accordingly, you got to gauge the situation. Then come in a little bit, inshallah. You have space. So at that time now, you can greet everyone. At the same time also, don't make such a din also, meeting everyone. And the Shaykh gets now, he gets disturbed also. Now he's busy with something. Oh, busy checking on bayan or some masla. Now we make such a big noise. All right. So quietly we meet everybody, salam, and wait now. We'll get our chance to make salam. Then Hazrat says, on reaching a gathering in which the Shaykh is present, greet all those present with salam, and thereafter, if the Shaykh is not occupied in giving a talk or some other activity to which one salam will be a disturbance or a hindrance, greet him specifically. The 10th etiquette, do not laugh and talk much in the presence of the Shaykh. Do not look around here and there. Do not pay attention to anyone else. In fact, one's total attention must be devoted to the Shaykh. This is more specifically when the majlis is on. When the majlis is on, shouldn't be that a person sits now there, but he's looking who's coming and going. Looking around, with tasbih in his hand, making subhanallah, subhanallah. In durush, this is very durush sharif. Reading the majlis durush sharif. Now you're disturbing everybody. So how you carry yourself out, especially in the majlis, yes, if it's informal, right, something eating together, then it's fine. The person can be a bit relaxed. Is that a problem? So do not look around here and there. Do not pay attention to anyone else. In fact, one's total attention must be devoted to the Shaykh. Number 11, bear in mind the rights of the Shaykh both in his presence and absence. Number 12, from time to time, bring cheer to his heart by giving him some gift and by corresponding with him. He has a says also that Arama Ustaz, we used to ask him, Hazrat, what hadiah can we give you? He said, the best hadiah is, do my work. Study hard and do well in my paper. The same Mashayikh said, the best hadiah is, what we teach you, make amal. And Hazrat says to the best hadiah, thought you have something, then you send a report. Hazrat, alhamdulillah, the certain wazifa you gave, you reading it. My night surahs, he thought of the virtues, surah sajda, tabarak, waqi, alhamdulillah. From Ramadan, I'm reading it. Cover up my kafara. There's the best hadiah. Ruhani hadiah. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Somebody wrote to him also. He went for Hajj, he went for Umrah. And he wrote to Hazrat Shaykh. He said, Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, this Hajj I made for you. The reward is sent to you. And Qurbani came also. So many Qurbani. He said, what can be a better hadiah than this? Best hadiah ever. Alhamdulillah. He said, we ask for nothing more than that. Really, you want all the currency in Akhirat. So this is, from time to time, bring cheer to his heart by giving him some gifts and by corresponding with him. Send some message. Hadrat mentioned to us one time also, to the Sunday Majlis, it's talking about correspondence with the Shaykh. Some murids, wo bait karta hai, fir bait jata hai. They take bait and then they sit down. They don't hear about them after that. Now they're gone. They say, but they don't, sometimes we're looking for them. We're looking for them. They might not be looking for us, but we think, where he went, what happened? Did we say something? Did we offend him? What happened all of a sudden? Not coming anymore. So the Mashayikh also get parashan also. How come, why is that coming? Did something happen to him? No correspondence. Then Hazrat mentioned to us also one time. He said, at least send us some good correspondence. Alhamdulillah, taking some benefits, some good things happening in people's lives. Because now, we're shouting from the front all the time, saying, do this, do that. We're not sure. We're only hearing bad things now. Yes, that not coming right, and still so weak. And some people will say, some people will So you give bayan, whatever it is, sometimes some murids will say something, or they'll give the bayan, they say, we come here so long, but we're still the same, dad, still jahil, haven't done anything yet. Then right in front of the sheikh you're saying that, it means you're doing a bad job then. The sheikh is doing a very bad job. So many years you're coming, you're still saying you're a jahil, still a dad. They say, alhamdulillah, we're coming so, we've learned so much from Hazrat. We were very jahil, we're still a little jahil, but we learned so much, alhamdulillah. We have learned so much in the gatherings of the Shaykh, alhamdulillah. Bring some joy also. But some people now, they put themselves so low that the Shaykh is worse than that also. Hey, I don't know now, whether we're doing something wrong or what is it. So it works both ways. So give us some good news also, that we feel happy that, you know what, people are listening. They are really listening, they are doing something, alhamdulillah. We're getting some good reports. You see, it gives us some himmat and some courage to give more of what we have within us. That now we really want to open up. They're really understanding us. They're really stopping from going for all these functions and intermingling and eating out and doing all these things. Now they stop a little bit, alhamdulillah. Now they've understood. They're trying their best this way, that way. They're cutting down. They're doing extra good amal. We feel at least some zeal within ourselves, some fervor now, to give more. And then to make more suffer and to teach more. So we feel also encouraged. So by corresponding with the Shaykh, some hadiah to the Shaykh, from time to time bring some cheer to his heart also. Number 13, have this firm and unshakable conviction that one's objective will be acquired through one's Shaykh alone. This is very important. Hazrat mentions also that, alhamdulillah, we mentioned this to Hazrat also ourselves, that Hazrat is, when it comes to listening to bayan, it's difficult to listen to anybody else's bayan, besides Hazrat's. Whatever we have in the heart, or we hear from Hazrat, there's complete nourishment, like how for a baby. Baby is complete nourishment by the mother. Only wants the mother and nobody else. Hazrat, for us, we get full nourishment. And we get complete satiation. Every bayan. We don't need to listen to anybody else. Alhamdulillah. That's complete. Hazrat says, alhamdulillah. That's how we felt Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh. This is any other bayan, that feeling is not there. That fervor is not there. That, well, hot word we can use also. That muhabbat, that feeling. Hazrat Hakim says, bayan, listen to one clip also, says, we just feel it. We got everything. In that one few minutes, we got everything. So Hazrat, we feel the same also. That just one bayan, we got everything. So this is how a person should have the conviction in his sheikh, like how he has in his doctor. I've got the specialist which is done. And how we'll market the specialist also. That the person says, you know, give me the number. Same time, send me the number. Tomorrow make an appointment. But we can't do this with our sheikh or our mashayikh. You know what? This is the man you must go to. So alhamdulillah, we can make the skill. But more than that, now we can't move the second person. But for a doctor or some trainer, hey, what a trainer, what a this thing. Already you got 3-4 guys with you. Hey, we win. Alright? So in the same way, when it comes to this, a person should have this firm and unshakable conviction that one's objective will be acquired through one's sheikh alone. That if one's attention wavers in some other direction towards someone else, I will remain deprived of the faiz and barakat, the bounties and blessings of one's murshid, one's sheikh. My mind says to go anywhere else, then I won't get full benefit from here, because it's from heart to heart. In Darul Uloom is the same thing also. Student is sitting there, now the Ustaz is giving him his heart, teaching him everything. But already now in his mind, he has a modern view. His mind is, he's not going to take full benefit. He's got doubts already now. Sometimes a boy say, but that one sheikh, he says, but where you had the sheikh? YouTube. I better sit at home, make a YouTube also, listen of this, send it to you. Why are you coming to Madrasa? So we'll all be able to sit on YouTube, and then send you the dars after that, maybe you'll trust me then. Then come sitting in Madrasa. So same thing. If you're going to come with that already now, I already had this the opposite view, then you can take benefit. When we're in Darul Uloom, alhamdulillah, great fazl and karam. Whatever the ustaz told us, that was it, finished. We never look right, we never look left. Whatever Shaykh al-Hadith told us, Mufti Sahib told us, Qari Sahib told us, that was it. That we took full nourishment. We were completely satiated. We didn't have to look anywhere else. What Ustaz told us, that was it. Full conviction we had in it till today, alhamdulillah. Nothing can move the heart, inshallah. They taught us this is jais, not jais, permissible, not permissible, sharia, not sharia. Alhamdulillah, nothing else we needed. Complete. So the one Shaykh also, now understand, if I can come to this stage, where I can have, obviously the sheikh has to be a sheikh al-kamil also, on shariat and deen and sunnah, We can come to this, then understand how easy it is now to be convinced from hadith in Quran Sharif. Now I read the hadith in the sunnah, I'm convinced I've got to do it. Because my heart is trained already. Right now the hearts of majority of the ummah is not like that. When you hear this, we go a little bit that way. Hear that, go a little bit that way. So we're just swinging around, moving around. But once my heart learns to focus on one person, now I read one hadith, hear one hadith from Quran, I'm convinced, but I've got to do this. And how I'm going to do it, Allah will guide me. So remember, end of the day, these bounties and blessings of the Shaykh, is it that he can give you something? Allah will give it. They say the tawajjuh of the Shaykh. Hazrat tawajjuh. What is tawajjuh? The attention of the Shaykh. What is the attention of the Shaykh? Because the Shaykh doesn't look at you and start flying or something like that. He's looking at you, Ya Allah, this murid has so much of talab and desire, Ya Allah, for your Muhammad, Ya Allah, you give him now. That is tawajjuh. Who is asking? Allah. Otherwise, you become the qabar pujari then. Where you go to the qabar and you ask the Shaykh, Hazrat, give me something. He can't give you anything. Yes, if you ask Allah, Ya Allah, to the wasila of the Shaykh. That's correct. To the medium of the Shaykh, Ya Allah, that the muhabbat he had for you, Ya Allah, bless us also. Permissible. That is jais. So in the same way over here, is that the Shaykh can give you something? He's also muhtaj of Allah. But it's a system that Allah Ta'ala has made, where you're sitting there in the love of Allah, I love this person for the sake of Allah. So the bounties and blessings that Allah Ta'ala will send to you will come through the Shaykh. I said, how's that? I can take it directly. They close your shop also then. Take Rosie directly. He said, no, they have to open the shop. Allah sends Rosie through the shop. So for your Rosie, so your spiritual Rosie, this is the dukan and shop also. The khankas are there, tabligh is there. So Allah has a system. For salah also, Shaykh Abu al-Hassan Nabi said, Rahmatullah alayhi, say Allah has a system. For salah also, who's calling us for salah? Allah. Allah is calling us. So then you have an objection. Why am I saying, Allah didn't call me? Muazzin called me. Muazzin called me. Allah didn't call me. Allah's system is, he appointed the Muazzin to call you. So you can't object against Allah. Allah has a system. That in order for you to come for salah, this is my system, Muazzin will call you, you must respond to him. By responding to him, you're responding to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give you. Now you responded to Muazzin, he can't say, Muazzin, I came now, you got to pay me for coming. You call me. He said, I didn't call you, Allah called you. Allah is going to give you. So in the same way, people say, what the Shaykh is going to give you? The Shaykh can't give you anything, but he's facilitating everything. Like how your supplier, what is he going to give you? All right. So he's going to give you somewhere also. He's not falling from the sky. Allah has a system. So same to when it comes to spirituality, people just can't understand sometimes. Dunya they can understand. So you've got to explain to them in dunya terms also, that when it comes to the bounties of the Shaykh, and the favors and blessings of the Shaykh, is that within himself. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is going to distribute via him. Then he's going to come down. And that also what he's talking about Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the same barakat now is going to flow through. And remember, Hazrat says also, is that based upon how pious the Shaykh is also? Subhanallah, Ajib Hazrat mentions. Is that based upon how pious the Shaykh is? That my Shaykh is very pious, therefore I want to get some. He says, no. To the extent, Hazrat Thani has mentioned to us also, Hazrat Thani says that if your heart goes to a certain person and you feel in your heart that this certain Shaykh or Alim is everything to me, he's Allah Wala. In your heart you believe it, that he is a wali of Allah and through him I will reach Allah. And even though he may be a bogus Shaykh, Allah will still give you the barakat and blessings because you got sincerity. You got sincerity genuinely, Allah will give it to you, istah will get made. Although he may be a bogus person, but you are a sincere talib and a person desiring for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will guide you sooner or later. Obviously, he's got to be on basic. You can't be now off the qibla completely and you're loving for the sake of deen. He's doing the wrong things. Right? He's making mashwara in privacy and out masturat also. They got problems, they come to them alone. So that's the Shaykh I must have. Because he's going to do the same thing. No, boy. Is that a Shaykh to have? He's on Sharia, also on Sunnah, but he might be so renowned and famous and big hanka and anything. He's a quiet person, he's doing his work, but I feel through him I'll get my Allah. Allah will guide you. Allah will give you the barakat and blessing. Why? It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it depends on the murid, the talab and desire he has. Genuine desire. Genuine desire for Allah. Allah will give it to him. Allah will open his heart. The 14th etiquette, be subservient to the Shaykh in all matters and serve him with one's life and wealth, because minus the love of the Shaykh, nothing will be achieved. Remember, you're loving him for the sake of Allah. So he also must love you for the sake of Allah. And how you engender muhabbat and love? Hadith Sharif says, tahaddu tahabbu. Exchange gifts, increase muhabbat. Make dua for one another, make salam to one another. All these things create muhabbat and love. So you create now, Hazrat says, you must construct a shelter and a house in the heart of your Shaykh. I live there. I live in his heart. I live in his heart. So he won't forget you also. That I want to be something special where he won't forget me. So when he has to see something or remember something, he'll think about me. And he'll make dua for me. That his special moments, like somebody asked one Shaykh, no, he didn't have much taluk, not coming much. He said, Hazrat, khas, khas, awqat mein, dua mein yaad karna. Hazrat, in your very special times, make dua for me. He said, my special times, I make dua for myself. Not dua for you. My special times, I make dua for myself. Yes, if you become special to me, then definitely, why not? Definitely, why not? And we look for the special moments. Where something now, the special moment of the Shaykh, whether you buy him on musalla, he won't forget me now. I bought him that musalla. Or bought him one topi, or bought one kurta for the Hazrat, or bought one itar for the Hazrat. Something, whatever it is now, so at that moment he'll remember me, whatever it may be. So we look for these opportunities. As Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah say also, that we look for these opportunities where the Mashaykh don't forget us. So we try our best now. Within our means, we try and do for the sake of Allah. For the sake of, end of the day, whose muhabbat you want? Allah's muhabbat. But if I can win the heart of a pious person who will love me also for the sake of Allah, alhamdulillah. The muhabbat is the sake of Allah. As Shaykh has mentioned so many fada'il, that loving one another for the sake of Allah. Qiyamul day, Allah Ta'ala will call all the lovers, al-mutahabbina fiyya, al-mutahabbina fiyya, wal-mutajalisina fiyya, wal-mutazawirina fiyya. Those that visit one another for my love. Those that sat together for the sake of my love. So all these people will be called together and be given pulpits made of noor and rubies. Anbiya alayhim salatu salam also will be surprised. People will say, who are these? Anbiya? No, these are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anbiya also will envy them. Who are these people? So they be told, these are the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. They visited one another for the sake of Allah. They sat together for the sake of Allah. They love one another for the sake of Allah. So all this is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, very importantly, very, very importantly, especially when it comes to having ta'aluk with mashayikh, the khanka, etc., in tabligh also, the basic hadith we keep in mind is ad-deenun nasiha. Here, nasiha means well-wishing, hamdardi. Essence of deen is based upon well-wishing. Wish well for everyone. Wish well, there should be no rivalry. But you also must go forward. I also must go forward. All must go forward. Is that now this rivalry that no, you mustn't get close, or I must get close, or I must get the main bayan? Understand? So, like in tabligh also, the rivalry should be for good. But all must progress. That's why they say one way to get rid of nazar. If somebody put nazar on you, very nice car. You got. Allah give you also a better car. You knocked off the nazar. Allah give you better than that also. Allah take you also. Allah do that for you also. So finish. No nazar now. Say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Make dua for him also. So deen is well-wishing. Not that now what happens commonly when you go to the khankas, each one got his eye on the next one. He take that over there. See what he's doing. He's blocking this guy. He's going front. No, boy. Everybody come. All benefit. And the real murid of the Shaykh is the one that wants everyone to benefit. Come. Take as much you from my Shaykh. Take as much as you want. Take as much as you want. I got my ta'aluk, alhamdulillah. I got my ta'aluk. I got my space. I already built my home in the heart of the Shaykh, alhamdulillah. Is there already. So you also come take benefit. Not that now, nobody can sit here. Nobody can sit there. Nobody can go in the room. Nobody can do this. No, my all must go. No problem. Yes, if you got that informal ta'aluk, then accommodate. Hazrat, people will come meet you. No problem. Leave the door open. Yes, open, leave. All can come. No problem. This is a real murid. Where he wants the love of Allah to spread amongst everyone. If I can be instrumental in that, why not? But usually it happens the other way around. Where now, I want to get close and block everyone. No one must take benefit. Isn't Allah looking? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara? Doesn't he know Allah is looking at him? Is that only about the Shaykh? It's about Allah, right? Allah is seeing you closing people, you're going to get closed also. You're going to get blocked also. If you open for everybody, then all will take and you'll also get chucked in. Alright, you know who more pious might come, more pious than you? Alright, how much he will take, you'll get, you got to share the also, alhamdulillah, that you allowed it, you gave him a space, you gave him a gap, you got chucked in, you got to share the also, alhamdulillah. So, this also, where has it said, be subservient to the Shaykh in all matters. Whatever he tells you, take his mashwara. Hazrat says, many a time, murid comes with mashwara, and the Shaykh will tell him something. He says that, I don't think that will work. I don't think that will work. He says, then you'll never benefit. You'll never benefit. Yes, maybe the Shaykh didn't understand it, then you can re-explain it. But he says, understand also, the mashayikh, they don't get wahi. It's mashwara. It's mashwara. So, if you got conviction in your heart, the mashwara of my Shaykh is 100%, alhamdulillah, is going to guide me. Are you making your istikhara also? As they taught us also, when we gave for mashwara, making istikhara, we're consulting, these 7 times, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, we're tapping to Allah Ta'ala's system, Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli, Allah guide me, guide my Shaykh also, that we come to a correct decision. And what is the correct decision? Correct decision is that, ya Allah, the decision must be pleasing to you. That's the main thing, the decision must be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main thing, end of the mashwara, Allah must become pleased. So you make dua, he also makes dua, but people come with reservations already. He said, then they won't benefit. He gave you plan A, go and try it out. Now it doesn't work, come for plan B, come for plan C. One of those plans, who will make it work? Allah. Because you are making mashwara. You are making mashwara, constant mashwara. Now some people make mashwara, and so it doesn't work out, then they're gone. So they don't come back. They don't come back for second mashwara, and they make excuses, I don't want to give taklif to the Shaykh. That itself is taklif to the Shaykh. Why, what happened? He didn't come back. But they already caused taklif. Why, what happened? He didn't come back. Didn't work out. Worked out. What happened? Don't know. Chalo, khair, make dua, carry on. Bhai. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Maybe things worked out well. Maybe it didn't work out. So we continue making mashwara. One of them, Allah will make it work. Allah sees the desire. Allah sees the desire. And Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. So be subservient in all matters. Here, many a person also, before becoming a murid, or becoming murid also, he says, now, I become bad, I must tell the Shaykh everything. Surrender completely. Now, you know, hold on, I'm not ready, is it? No, boy, it's not like that. The Shaykh doesn't know about your gunas and your sins. He doesn't know about it. Sit in the majlis, and you benefit as you get the ta'aluk affinity, then automatically, like one person asks, now, if I take me to the Shaykh now, then I have to ask him also what car must buy, what color it must be also. All that to must ask. I said, no, but it's not like that. But don't worry about your car and the color of the car. Yes, when you got that level of muhabbat, when you have that level of muhabbat and friendship, then it's different. Then it's different. Then you'll, out of love, you'll ask him, I said, what car must buy? Buy this class or that class? Buy this color or that color? Then driving that color the Shaykh chose gives you joy also. Because there's muhabbat now. It's different. I'm enjoying it. Painting the house color. I said, ask the Shaykh what color. I was painting the house also, my bedroom also. Now he got gabrat now. Hey, ask the Shaykh all that now. I said, no, you don't have to ask all of that. This israf is different. But when you got muhabbat, then it's different. Then you'll build a house also. You put a musalla there. The Shaykh al-Hadith used to tell us when Sahabi radiallahu anhu invited Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Invited him for a meal. Invited him for a meal. And thereafter the meal, then he told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we intend reading salah in this room or this system for the masturat. So he opened a musalla there, and Nabi Ali said, read 2 rakat namaz there, and specified the place of the musalla. So Shukr al-Hadith also, Allah Fazl, when he came here also, he made amal upon the same sunnat. Azat, you wait the musturat before namaz, abdu rakat namaz ya parle. He 2 rakat namaz ya barakat, you start in this place, alhamdulillah. So we'll use it as a musalla. So this also sunnat is, if you ask now, new house we built, what must do, sunnats, have khatam, Bismillah khatam, or this khatam, or that khatam. There's no khatam anything. Surah Baqarah called Hafiz boys. No, you read it. It's your house. Alright, different thing, you give me da'wah every week. But your house. So you must read Surah Baqarah and all these things. Then you can do this. Any senior alim or sheikh, somebody you have muhabbat for, inviting whatever it is. Here's a musalla. Hazrat, we make this a musalla room. 2 rakat namaz here. So at least he's get the Shaykh al-Hadith will be very happy. He says, I got tawfiq to bring amal upon that hadith. So my benefit and your benefit also. So be subservient to the Shaykh in all matters and serve him with one's life. Meaning now it's time to accompany him, spend time with him. Then you put yourself forward. Wealth also, a person has the means, he wants to. Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, and very good. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to him that the kindest person to me in regards to suhbat, companionship and wealth, was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah will repay him on the day of Qiyamah. Minus the love of the Shaykh, nothing will be achieved. The sign of one's love for the Shaykh is to carry out his instructions. This is it. Not practice the actions one sees him performing without his permission. Remember, you might see the Shaykh doing certain things. I want to do this. Ask him first. Hazrat, can I do the same thing also? Like how recently you were somewhere in Cape Town. Somebody asked Hazrat, Hazrat, I read the hadith. So many fadail for these surahs at night to read. Somebody started reading it. I said, no. What I told you to read, you must read that. All that is there on his place. But you read what you start reading that way. Your wife will fall asleep. Your wife will fall asleep. Say, what kind of Shaykh you got? So much wazifas at night, you don't come to bed in time also. So you said, a young man, still, you just read the basics for now, alhamdulillah. And you carry on like, don't add too much to it now. Yes, now, as I say, now we are gone old. We got all the time. So we read all these things over here, alhamdulillah. So we got to ask the mashayikh before we do anything. So don't practice the actions one sees him performing without his permission, because at times he acts upon such actions which are suitable to his state. Suitable to his state, his condition, and condition, but which will prove disastrous for the murid to act upon. So that's why. Now, it happens before. You find people, youngsters, sometimes they come to a sheikh, he's old now. So, how he reads namaz, they follow the sheikh like that also. He goes halfway to ruku, they go halfway to ruku also. Now they're reading his speed, they go his speed also. But he's gone old now. He didn't tell you to read namaz like him. He's gone old. How he's making sajda, how he's sitting now. So he's already got his tartib because of his age. Now I want to read it like him now. No, but you read according to sunnah. You read. He's also reading according to sunnah. Nabi alayhi salam read his salah in his old age. But when he was young, your age, so to say, in his younger days, that's how you must read it now. We'll just do one more, inshallah. Read only those wazaif, those durood, etc., which the murshid prescribes. Leave out all other wazaif, whether they be those one has started reading on one's own. Before that, now you bet what he's given you, you read that only. You know, when he comes to your doctor also, you were taking so many multivitamins and everything. Now you went to a specialist doctor, he said, cut everything out. You just take 1, 2, and 3, finish. Hey, you trust him with your life. So I took everything out, now I'm feeling very well. So in the same way, when it comes to spiritual life, what the Shaykh has given you, the prescription, then I stick to that. So leave out all other wazaif, whether they be those one has started reading one on one's own, or whether they have been prescribed for one by someone else. So what he has given you, that only we practice upon the reason being. He also, we mentioned this a few times before, that the mashayikh will give you what their Shaykh has given you. And remember, why we go to the Shaykh? Because we regard him to be a wali of Allah. What made him the wali of Allah? The wazifas he's reading. So also to become wali of Allah. So read what he's reading. And how he became wali of Allah, friend of Allah? Because he read what his Shaykh gave him. And what his Shaykh, where he got it from his Shaykh, we're up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm following the same thing right now. I'll also become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tried and tested. But now I still don't read my things now, whether in hadith or not hadith. So long wazifas after namaz. Family waiting at home also, but I got to finish. Now, my Shaykh gave me so much, and I was reading so much before also, and I got to read all of that now. So, whatever the mashayikh have given us to read, that is sufficient, basic, easy, and the biggest wazifa, as you say, biggest wazifa is, don't make guna. You can read all the wazaif, but you're making guna. He says, no, that is not going to work. But leave the guna out. And read the basic wazaif. Allah Ta'ala will give the spiritual ruhaniyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Qabool.